Continuing our discussion of technical issues from last week, this week Robert wrote, "I'm a big fan of your HD All Classical channel, and I have been a listener since you first began broadcasting in HD. There are two ongoing issues that I wish to have Cleve address, and they are, one, is there no way to reduce the amount of talking between selections? Can't we just let the music speak for itself? And two, why does it continue to be so hard to maintain a continuous signal day in and day out? I'm unable again this evening for the umpteenth time to get a streaming version of the HD from your website. As in so many instances so far this year, I'm told the site is not responding when I have my browser look for a solution to the problem. WHQR is a fine source for great music, but the frustration of trying to maintain a steady connection to the station has been taking its toll." I wrote back to Robert, "On the issue of talking between classical selections, as you're probably aware, we use a syndicated music service. They do try to balance the reaction from listeners like yourself who want less talking versus others who don't want the service to be a classical jukebox, or classical muzak if you prefer, with no context for the music. Thank you for the feedback. As for the other problem you mentioned, our staff has been aware for some time of issues with the streams and have worked to resolve them. Yesterday we implemented a new separate system using a dedicated internet service from a different provider. So the streams are now separate from our day-to-day internet traffic, which we think was causing the problem. We believe that this will finally take care of the problems, but we will monitor them as we go along." Ronald Vinker wrote, "Anytime I'm in the car, I'm with you at WHQR. I'm only sorry that my Bose radio in the house won't pick up your FM signal. I don't have a digital radio, but I like the mixed programming on your FM signal. Sorry I missed the spring pledge drive." As we celebrate our 30th anniversary this year, and especially this week, we know that there is change along with continuity for public radio. We say goodbye to one of our graduate fellows, Michelle Crouch. Michelle has worked with great skill and diligence for nearly 2 years as our membership services assistant while she completed her MFA in creative writing at UNCW. She's accepted a position with the development office at Duke University. So I'm alternately happy for my alma mater, but sad, along with the rest of us, to see Michelle leave us. She's been a great colleague and will be missed. And here's what listener Charles wrote. "I lived in Homer, New York, 30 miles south of Syracuse, for 33 years and constantly listened to WSKG Public Radio in Binghamton. We'd always dreamed of living near the water, so in 2012 we ended up buying a house in Carolina Beach. We immediately found WHQR on the radio dial and have been listening ever since. What a surprise this morning when I heard the Morning Edition host say, 'This is Ken Campbell.' That name rang a bell. I was thinking, wasn't he on WSKG years ago? I checked out your webpage, and sure enough, there he was, being welcomed to Wilmington. He has always been excellent and enjoyable to listen to, so I'm thrilled he's come to the coast." And we agree. Welcome, Ken Campbell. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.